Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the 9th chapter of Luke, beginning with verse 28, concluding with verse 36. I would invite you to stand with me in either body or spirit. Hear these words for us today. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. And suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to Jesus. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwelling places, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. From the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, in these moments that we share together now, we pray that we will discern your words within your words. Give us a sense of peace and rest and comfort from the activities of daily life and living. And open up, O God, our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and pour your spirit out upon us all. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. When we see familiar faces or hear familiar names, we are reminded of something. Might be an event or a picture, something. For instance, when you hear Einstein, well, he's the face of science. Rosa Parks, civil disobedience. Martin Luther King, he's the face of civil rights. Queen Elizabeth, the United Kingdom. Lady Gaga, pop culture. Abraham Lincoln, freedom. Shakespeare, literature. Sigmund Freud, psychology. Beethoven, music. Elvis, rock and roll. We can probably continue with the list of others. What about Moses? What do you think of when you hear his name, Moses? The face of law. What about Elijah? Little less known than Moses, but when we hear the name Elijah, we can think of the prophets in the Old Testament. Now, if we were to see Elvis in a room talking to Einstein, we might say rock and roll meets science. If we saw Freud talking with Miley Cyrus, we might say psychology trying to understand pop culture. If we saw Moses chatting with Elijah, the law and the prophets are comparing notes. And if we saw both Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus, the law and the prophets listen to the gospel. That brings us to the mountaintop in this morning's scripture. On this Transfiguration Sunday, Peter, James, and John witnessing this event of Jesus becoming dazzling white, standing there in the midst of Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophet. These are well-known figures, if you will, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. Thanks to, the movie industry, movies like Exodus, Gods and Kings, DreamWorks animated The Prince of Egypt, and who could forget Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments? And we might even add Mel Brooks' The History of the World, Part One. Many of us have an idea, maybe even a little bit distorted, as to who Moses is. We know that he met God at the burning bush, parted the Red Sea, led the people through the wilderness. We may even understand how being known as the face of the law makes sense, because after all, he's the one who received and has given to the people the Ten Commandments. Elijah, on the other hand, is a little bit less well known. He's not the author of an Old Testament book like Isaiah or Jeremiah. We read about him in 1 and 2 Kings, and there's some wonderful stories of Elijah. And he arrives on the scene when Israel's kings have compromised their relationship with God and faith for political reasons. Elijah speaks for God all the time, calling the people and their leaders away from the worship of the pagan gods of Baal and back to the worship of the one true God, Yahweh. Elijah risked his life and his reputation to speak for God. Yes, he feared for his life on a regular basis. He was God's messenger, and he was not always well received in the communities to where he was sent. Twice he fled out of town, and each time that he thought his life was doomed, he once again had an experience with Almighty God that showed God's presence in some mighty and powerful ways. What Moses and Elijah have in common is a very special, unique relationship with Almighty God. Moses, the face of the law, is on the mountain with Jesus. And so is Elijah, the face of the prophets. There they are with Jesus, the face of the gospel. We know the law, and we know that we have failed miserably to keep it. We've heard the prophets in days past, and we know that the prophets call us to live lives of holiness. And we know that we have failed miserably living holy lives as we should. Now, we meet Jesus. Jesus kept the law of God perfectly. Jesus lived a life of holiness perfectly. And in Jesus Christ, we have a perfect response to the law and the prophets, and that response is called the good news, the gospel. And some more good news is that God has agreed to accept Jesus Christ's perfection on our behalf. Grace. That's Jesus Christ, the face of the gospel, the face of the good news. The laws and the prophets have been fulfilled in this Christ, and he calls us then into a new life with him. We soon begin a journey, our Lenten journey toward the cross on Good Friday. Perhaps that's part of the conversation Jesus was having with Moses and Elijah. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there? Maybe Jesus was sharing about this journey he was going to be taking over the next 40 days to Jerusalem. In this story of the Transfiguration, the face of the law and the face of the prophets meets the one who was the face of the good news. And my friends, in Jesus Christ, the law and the prophets come together. And in his perfection, you and I are set free. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the freedom that he offers to us today and every day. Oh God, we come now to receive a holy meal through Christ. And again, he offers to us freedom. Freedom from the bondage of sin. Freedom from slavery and captivity to the past. Today he seeks to set us free with grace and forgiveness and says, go and sin no more. Oh God, continue to prepare our hearts, our minds, and our spirits for this meal that is before us. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.